Hello and welcome to Edge Talk Radio. My name is Angela Zabel, that's me, and today we are here with shamanic and Peruvian healer and so much more, Carla Fox from Utah. And we are going to be talking about setting your energetic template for 2025. And I will say, as we go through this, Carla's going to lead us on a guided meditation. She's going to bring us through. It's kind of going to be in a little bit of altered state as she does this, as she's connecting with the other side. And because of that, there's so much to learn. Make sure you have a pen, a paper, something to write on, a journal, because you're going to want to write down as we go, as you set your energetic template for 2025 with Carla as we go forward. So, with that, who am I? My name is Angela Zabel. I have been connected with spirit my entire life, working with the non-physical in multiple realms. And as that has happened, I have been a teacher, a coach, a medium, a radio show host, writer, retreat host, gallery reader, doing speaking engagements, offering guidance, mediumship, and online private and group sessions. And all with that, I also do classes and I have the monthly Amplified Universe membership. This is growing our connection to us, our world, and our role in it. This is sharing knowledge and working with people around the world. You can find out more about me, go pretty much on all the social media. Go to my website, angelazabel.com. And today we are here with Edge Magazine. So Edge Magazine is the leading events and media resources dedicated to all aspects of holistic living, health, wellness, and the mysteries beyond. Sounds like I can hold it straight. Sharing information, wisdom, and resources. Committed and promoting businesses, organizations, and individuals who support our collective journey to wholeness and balance. They are currently distributed in over 30 states plus Canada, with over 17,000 magazines per printing. And they also have a vibrant online magazine with over 42,000 people reached per month. You can have the magazine shipped to your door, stay up to date with the newsletter, or become a drop spot. You can go to edgemagazine.net. And I'm going to say a little thing on the back of this latest issue is a QR code. I'll hold it up there if you have your cameras. You can tap into the QR code, and there is a brand new crystalline singing bowl contemplation on here for 2025. So if you're interested, again, I'll put that up there. Scan the QR code and you can listen to that. So much fun. And today we're here with Carla. Carla has spent the last 25 years as an energy healer, first in the Peruvian shamanic traditions, and then utilizing her quantum sphere healing technique that was created by her in 2012. Throughout all of this time, her goal has been to empower people in their awakening and spiritual evolution. Her expertise with clients and getting them to unstuck so they can move forward, in addition to getting them back into their bodies and clearing away any dark energies that they may be carrying. In addition to her healing practices, she has taught numerous workshops and trained healers both in the shamanic traditions and in the quantum sphere healing. Her recent workshop is entitled Journeys Beyond the Physical, where the students are taught how to use the shamanic death rites to assist deceased loved ones to move on if they're stuck after they pass. Her current passion is her own spiritual evolution, facilitated in part by her numerous trips to megalithic and highly energized archaeological sites around the world. And we're going to get into that too. If you want to book a QSH healing session, please contact Carla at her website, quantumstargate.com. And she also has a blog with so much information. And you want to see more information about her trips and all of these megalithic sites and energetic sites, go to her blog, the Carla Fox blog.blogspot.com. And those links will be down below also. I highly encourage you to check out Carla's stuff. She has so much amazing information, and she has a lot of downloadable information that you can download and pay for and take off running, listening to a lot of her expertise in the quantum healing and in all of the energetic aspects going forward. And with that, Carla, thank you so much for being here today. And I've got to say, how in the world did you start on your journey leading to he energy healing, the Peruvian shamanic traditions, and so much more? I want to know.
Well, thanks for asking, Angela. I actually started out studying as astrology when I was in college.
They had astrology in college, or were you doing it on the
Well,
side?
not, no, I was in college, but I took a side class. So I've been interested in spiritual matters my whole life, but where I lived, I could not engage with live teachers. So I read all the books, Edgar Cayce, Ruth Montgomery, all of that. And then in the 90s, I started engaging with warm bodies, so to speak, actual teachers where I would travel and go to take classes. And in 2000, I was in the midst of a divorce and visiting a friend in Wyoming, and she said, "Let's drive over to Salt Lake City to do a one-day workshop with Alberto Villalda." And
Oh.
I was hooked on the shamanic traditions and did that for, I actually taught for the Four Winds Society, taught my own classes, trained shamans. 2012, I created Quantum Sphere Healing as an outgrowth of one of my classes at the Monroe Institute. Seems like every so many years I make kind of a shift of some kind. And the quantum sphere healing just showed up during one of the classes. That wasn't the topic of the class at all. But my guidance provided me with the new modality, and I've been doing that ever since.
Nice.
And so that's the modality that I use now, although I have a feeling things are going to be shifting again for me.
Love it. So for some people out there, they don't. So can you explain what quantum healing and then also the Monroe Institute? A lot of people don't know what that is.
Okay, Monroe Institute. Robert Monroe created Hemisync, which is a sound technology that puts your brain waves into theta. And that puts you into a state for healing, journeying, meditation. And you go through the classes using headphones with the theta brainwave state, doing various exercises. And by about the third or fourth class, I was getting, so normally you would lay down and then they'd let you journal a little bit afterwards and then come back to the classroom. By the third or fourth class, I was getting so much information, I had to sit up and write the whole time doing the exercise with the soundtracks coming in. So
Oh.
Monroe Institute is in Virginia. I know they have a lot of programs you can purchase. Downloads, CDs, whatever, but it's worth it to go there for the experience. They take
That's
care of your
next on my bucket list.
5.5 days. A lot of people go there for their vacation time. 3 hour lunch, you can hike around the property. It's just gorgeous there. And it's worth the experience, the interpersonal interaction with everybody.
I love that. Love that. And that's something, for people as you're listening, there's so much coming up for all of you to investigate and keep looking and keep exploring. And that's one of the things I really love about you, Carla, is you're always like, what's next? What's next? What's next?
Well, and I have to say, one of the keys to all of this is being able to get into an altered state of consciousness. Kind of dreamy, whether it's with a soundtrack or meditation. That's when information comes in, insights, healing happens. Your rational mind, active monkey mind, really can't do it for you. You need to be able to relax and get into an altered state.
Love that. So, what techniques do you use for yourself to get you into that altered state?
I used to put on a soundtrack. Actually, when I'm doing quantum sphere healing, I put on headphones and a soundtrack with gamma brainwave state, which is 40 beats per second. It's very fast. And I leave that on the whole time I'm doing a healing session on a client. But if it's just me, I just sit down, do some deep breathing, and just pop into that altered state. I've been doing
Nice.
it for so long, it's pretty easy to do. In fact, when I'm guiding the journey today, I'll probably be a little bit into that, into that altered state because I guide everyone and I participate at the same time.
Love
I'll be
that.
right in there with everybody. And that requires a nice relaxed brainwave state, theta state. Yes.
And that's something I think for people to understand is to take the time to get yourself to relax, to kind of let go of everything else that's going on around you and just concentrate on you and who you are, because that makes such a big difference to tap into all this information out there. And you've been doing the quantum sphere healing. So
That's
what's
right.
different between the quantum sphere healing and then there's like quantum healing? Is there a difference between them?
Yeah, there's a difference. I created the quantum sphere healing. Quantum healing, there's several different versions out there from what I understand. Quantum sphere healing is an outgrowth of the class at the Monroe Institute. We actually worked with a sphere.
Oh, okay.
And it's the quantum sphere. I tell my clients that it looks like a giant hot air balloon covered with mosaic tiles.
No.
And all the tiles are aspects of the client.
Very
And
cool.
then I work with my higher self, the client's higher self, and allow them to pull the appropriate tiles out of the quantum sphere that relate to the client's issue. Quantum healing, I'm pretty sure, does not do anything like that, but I have heard of it. If I'm recalling correctly, I believe Dolores Cannon taught quantum healing, but it was more of a hypnosis technique from what I recall. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of Dolores Cannons were more of the hypnosis type things to get
Yes.
into your to who you are to kind of access that information. So very, very cool.
So mine is different, and I've trained practitioners. I don't know if any of them are actually doing it. So you may be speaking to the only person on the whole planet that's doing this, Angela.
Nice. I love the unique and the different because, that's what makes the world go around is having that unique, and the uniqueness is needed because everybody doesn't do everything the same, and everybody resonates on a different realm with who and what they're being used for. And that's the thing, especially as we get into this setting your energetic template for 2025. I think a lot of the people here are going to realize you do things, you resonate differently. And I think that is what is so unique and so cool in my mind, because to have that difference is needed. To have the difference is needed.
Yeah. Well, and I also wanted to mention a passion of mine is doing shamanic death rites for people who have passed. And I actually wish I did more of that. And it involves, and this is strictly shamanic practice, not quantum sphere healing, tracking the deceased. Are they stuck? I send them to the light. If they've already gone to the light, I can do the whole shamanic death rites, which is a strictly shamanic process to help them clear the baggage they took with them when they die and send them up to the level where they can reincarnate.
I love that. And that's something you can do. Do the people have to be in person to do that? Do you do it online?
What I would need would be a genetic relative or spouse to contract with me to do it for the deceased.
Nice.
And it's all done on the phone. They send me the person's full name, date of birth, date of death, cause of death, any other odd things that went on. And so we go back and forth a few times. When I'm done with the death rites, well, I do that on Skype too. Give them the report, what I found, what was the baggage the person took with them, and where they ended up. And I make sure they all end up at that highest level. I
Love.
send them like a rocket.
I love that. Love that.
But that's strictly shamanic. I have my rattle, my special stones, my Florida water. That's strictly a shamanic ceremony for that.
That's something where people can contact you if they have someone that passed,
Yes.
and you can do the death rites and walk them through that, or take care of it and give them the information when
Yes.
you're done. So definitely, like I said, for people to contact, and her website again is quantumstargate.com. So definitely go there if you're interested in this. And just sometimes I feel it gives a lot of clarity to people just to understand where their loved one is, what they experience, things they're, maybe doing now, but that experience of knowing they're okay now and they're leaving so much of that behind. So what a great gift for people to have that.
Yeah, it's very comforting for the family that remains. And the first part of the process, tracking them to see if they went to the light or not, I'll do that free for anybody. There's no
Okay.
charge for that. In fact, if I'm going through a building and I detect there's an earthbound spirit in there, I'll open up the portal and send them to the light. I don't
Nice.
need permission because everyone deserves to move on. No one needs to be stuck here.
Love that. Well, that's really cool. And that's something for people just to understand. I think there's a lot of people, especially with maybe how people died, how they passed, and to have that assurance that they're okay and they're not stuck experiencing different things. They're out there moving on to the next phase. So it's very cool you offer that service to people.
Yeah, and I enjoy doing it. I really enjoy doing that.
Love that. And I've actually talked to some people who took your class when you taught others how to do that. And they said it was very helpful and very. It helped them to release anxiety themselves over their loved ones and their loved ones passing, and help empower them to feel like they could help more than they ever could in life, in just the basic life, and not knowing the rest of it. So I've heard very good reviews for your class on that. So, and then before we get into the energetic template, I just want to ask a little bit. You've traveled the world. And then for those who don't know, she is a world traveler. She's been traveling and experiencing so many different, especially the energetic, the megalithic, there's so many different aspects of it. What are some of maybe the top things you've enjoyed with your travels and why?
Well, I was thinking about that this morning. I have been in the King's Chamber of the Great Pyramid 4 times
Wow.
and was able to lay down in the sarcophagus 4 times.
That's cool.
Yes.
That's cool.
I've been to Stonehenge, I think 4 times. In fact, I was there this year, the end of May. Stonehenge and Avebury. I like feeling the energy, especially in what you would call an energetic portal or an opening. Oh gosh, where else? On that same trip, I got into Chartres Cathedral in France, where they have the big labyrinth on the floor. We're not able to walk the labyrinth because there was a special service going on and they had chairs on top of it. But man, you could feel the energy there. So these are the kind of trips I like to take. And Peru, of course, my gosh, Machu Picchu, Sacsayhuaman, Ollantaytambo, where the bedrock has been carved like you're using a knife through butter.
Interesting.
Steps, platforms, and that's part of what I'm interested in is connecting with the ancient people that knew how to do that. My guess is that it was a society that was here for a while and left. These are not our genetic ancestors. I kind of
Interesting.
pursued that route. Thinking genetically, I could go back on my genetic stream and get those, find out how they did that, but that's a dead end. It's a more of a past life thing.
Interesting.
So the nicely carved stones, the next step is the megalithic stones, the huge ones. They don't know how they carved them, how they moved them. You can see it at Machu Picchu, where the lowest level of the walls has the largest stones finely carved. And then, as the levels go up, the stones are cruder, smaller, and not so nicely carved. So
Interesting.
I'll go anywhere to experience that. And of course, how they built the Great Pyramid, there's no way people did that, or no way people like us did it.
And I think that's the cool thing is a lot of the places you're going to, it's different energy, and you're also tapping into the energy of the places
Yes.
and working on tapping into the people who were there.
Yes.
That's something for anybody listening. When you're going to places, don't just go there to experience, what you're seeing in the physical, but take the time to tap into the non-physical, to the energy that's around, to the people who've been in those places before you, because you are not the first person there.
Well, and the trip to England and France, I pendulum tested all along the way. Stonehenge has a huge energy field. You don't have to be in the center to experience it. It goes way out. And then there were other sites I thought I would feel energy, and there was nothing. So,
Interesting.
yeah.
So when you're pendulum testing, so what are you doing? Are you testing for the energy? What are you doing with that?
Yeah, I'm looking for a clockwise motion with the pendulum.
Okay.
And it was so strong in the center of Stonehenge that the pendulum was almost going out horizontally all the way around. I mean, it was swinging like crazy.
Wow.
There are other locations where it'll swing forward and back, which tells me I'm on a ley line or maybe a pathway that were sacred ceremonies were done and people walked along that pathway during the ceremony. So those are the two motions that I look for.
Very cool. Very cool. And I think that's good for people. I think going forward, for people to step out of just their humanness and step into their multidimensionality that picks up your intuitive aspect, that picks up on everything. Tap into that. Have fun with it. I know you like to have fun when you go places.
Hey, and you can run into these places anywhere. We have a local mountain here called no, the name is, escapes me. But anyhow, our local mountain, there's a ski resort up there. I'm in
Okay.
Southwest Utah, and you can drive right up to the top. It's 11,000 Bryan Head Peak. That's what it is, 11,300 feet. And man, the vortex on the top of that thing, you would not believe. It's the energy shooting right up out of the ground and up like a beacon. I'm sure very few people in this area realize that that's what's going on up there. Yeah.
I'm just hearing from my team on the other side, and they're saying, and for all of you to realize, when there's state parks, national parks, there's a reason those have been chosen to be parks in different areas, because, and a lot of public areas like that, there's a reason they're chosen. It's because the energy's already there. A lot of times they're created and people don't even realize why, but the energy is there supporting that public area for people to enjoy.
Yes, yeah. Well, and the other side of the coin is how many Catholic churches were built on portals. I was in Central America last March, and we went into two different Catholic churches that were built on top of Mayan temples. And there was a secret place on the floor in both of these churches, on the floor in front of the altar, where you could stand and get the energy coming up from the Mayan temple that was underneath.
Interesting. Interesting.
I stood on both of those. It's not on your regular tourist route. It's kind of whispered in your ear, go over there and stand there. Oh, yeah.
Nice. That's the other thing. There's churches and things all around the country, all around the world. There's a reason they're there too. So keep that in mind and pay attention to the energy that's coming. And I'm just hearing from a lot of public places, you will
Yes.
realize there's a lot of energy everywhere when you start paying attention to yourself and realizing, oh, there it is.
Well, what I found was interesting going into Salisbury Cathedral. In a cathedral, your high energy place is not the altar in the front, but where the two sections cross.
Oh, okay.
Whereas usually where the spire is above. So the spire is designed to pull in that higher dimensional energy. Well, at Salisbury Cathedral, they had a huge black polished table, and I'm thinking 8 feet by 8 feet.
Wow.
right in that spot. So I
Interesting.
literally could not stand in that place.
Well, very interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting. It's almost like they know where the big energy is and you can't
Oh, they
stand
do.
in it.
They know. And people who go to my blog, I wrote that up and had pictures of that. In fact, there were three chairs, like a little bit across from this big black shiny table, and one was labeled the bishop's chair. So the bishop could go up there and sit in his chair, but not directly, not directly on that spot.
Interesting. That's very interesting. And that's a good thing when you mentioned about your blog, to let people know, go to the Carla Fox blog.blogspot.com, because you'll see she's written up about a lot of these places she's been to. She's been touring the world, literally. And she has pictures and she has the energetic information about it and things she's experienced there too. So definitely check out her blogs and the pictures that go with it. Very informative, very interesting. Very nice. So is there something you'd like to go into or talk about before we go into the energetic template for 2025?
Well, we're going to do our list burning release and outcome first. Now, this is a process I do for every equinox and solstice. I do a list burning. There's instructions on my blog how to do a bowl burning. Four times a year, and this is organic, shamanic. Ancient people used these four times of year. In fact, a lot of the ancient sites are oriented to equinox and solstice. So I do it routinely. I'm going to give everyone the instructions. You can write as I'm talking. So it's important to release what didn't serve last year and what is your positive outcome for this coming year before we do the template journey? So we'll do that first. And you can do a list burning like this anytime for your birthday, for Mother's Day, for, an anniversary of some kind. Writing and burning is a really good way to process information and to let go.
I've just got a quick segue. I keep hearing, I keep niggling from the other side here. And they're saying this is also a great tool to use when someone passes away, and especially when there's unresolved differences, to use this list burning technique for that will help clear not only your energy, but theirs. So they're just saying, think of it when someone passes away, there's a lot of unresolved emotions. What a great way to use the list burning for that.
Yes, it's kind of a multi-use tool. So
Love
today
it.
you're going to get the instructions, and so we need either one piece of paper or two pieces of paper for this. You're going to write your release on one side and positive outcome on the back side of one piece of paper, or you can do one piece of paper for the release, one piece of paper for the positive outcome.
Nice.
Okay. And we're talking more about the everyday stuff that's kind of hanging on you for the list burning. I don't use it so much for spiritual issues or processes or progress. This is health issues. I've got a list here: health, finances, traumatic events you've experienced, relationships, job, housing, habits and patterns, addictions, something you want to let go of. So you can start to write while I give you the instructions here, or wait until you're done listening to this recording, this video and recording a bit later. So on the top of a piece of paper, you want to write, "I release." And today's theme is what did not serve you in 2024. Now, I just posted on, I also do a little New Year's post every year about how fragmented the energy of the end of 2024 has been with the politics, with the weather stuff. Oh my gosh, and that's still going on. Anything that causes you to kind of fracture yourself, but it's personally, it's within a family, it's our government, it's our planet. And so if any of that resonates with you, you want to let that go today. But keep it personal, own your issue. So you may not really be able to own world turmoil on your list, so to speak, because there's not much you can do about that. But you can own disruption in your own personal life, disagreements with someone. And my gosh, we just came through the holidays. Stuff happens.
There might be a few disagreements that might have happened
Yes.
during
Yeah. Or you
the
didn't get the right Christmas present, whatever
holidays.
it may be. That should go on the list. Remember, you are not a victim because there is no such thing. Own the issue. That's the best way to release it. And it's not about what somebody else did to you, it's your reaction. I feel this way, so I'm going to release that emotion that came up, so to speak. I got fired from my job and I feel betrayed. Well, feeling betrayed, you put on your release, not I got fired from my job. That
I like the
already
clarification on that because a lot of people would go, I got fired, or this happened, or someone said this instead of going into it. So I love the clarification on that.
Yes. How you reacted, how you feel about it that you want to release. So either on another piece of paper or on the back side of this piece. Some of you might have so much to release, you're going to use two sides of one piece of paper.
That's a good thing.
I usually do one piece of paper front for the release, and the back side is your positive outcome.
Nice.
So on the top of the back side or another piece of paper, write my positive outcome is, and then ideally you look at what you wrote to release. Flip it around to a positive outcome. So, if you didn't have enough money for Christmas presents, your positive outcome might be prosperity and abundance. So, try to address everything you're releasing with something on the positive side. But for this, our purposes today is what is the reality you want to create going into 2025? And choose your highest and best outcome. And again, you can go down through the same categories, health, relationship, finances, whatever. Even if you don't believe you can have that, write down your highest possible outcome. And so, certainly some of you are writing while you're listening to this. But make sure your lists are complete. Don't feel you have to finish it up because we're going to go into a journey next. Don't feel you have to finish it up while you're listening to this. Now, when you are done with your list, you're going to burn your paper outside and burn it within 24 hours of completing your list. So sometimes I start my lists the day before because more information will pop in. And I could put on my piece of paper. You can either just basically set a match to your paper outside. I do a bowl burning. And so I fold up my list like it's an accordion and put a bamboo skewer through it. I have a metal bowl that I keep outside all the time. You don't want to burn this in a fireplace. You want or even a like a barbecue outside, you want to burn it on the ground so the ashes go back to the earth. So I have a metal bowl. I put some Epsom salts in the bottom and then pour in some alcohol, rubbing alcohol, not the, you know, not the
Not the drinking alcohol.
other kind. Rubbing alcohol.
What's with the Epsom salt?
Well, so the and actually I use Epsom salts with that smell good for the bath.
Oh, nice.
Yes. The if you pour just alcohol and drop your paper in, the liquid will put out the how should I put it? It won't burn.
Oh.
Maybe you'll get a little flame on the top of the alcohol, but the liquid of it will put out your flame. So you
Okay.
put just enough Epsom salts in. I put maybe an inch in the bottom, and just enough alcohol to moisten the Epsom salts so that your paper won't get soaked with the alcohol.
Got it.
And
Interesting.
the bamboo skewer also helps hold your paper above the flames so that it burns. And believe me, I've tried with just alcohol, it won't burn.
Oh,
Or
okay.
too much alcohol on the Epsom salts, it drowns the flame, even though alcohol is flammable.
Nice.
So that's what the, I suppose you could use something like sand, maybe, or I don't know, but I like the Epsom salts.
Very cool. I was just curious about that.
And then make sure everything gets burned. When it's cool, probably the next day, Epsom salts is a good fertilizer for your plants. So
Oh.
you can dump the Epsom salts with the ashes around your plants in your yard.
I did not know that.
But don't just throw it away. Offer it back to the earth.
Nice.
Okay. And again, do this as many times a year as you are called to do it. Certainly solstice, equinox. This is more of a New Year's thing. There might be a special theme that you're working on that you want to do a bowl burning with, or simply just set your paper on fire with a match and let the ashes blow away.
Nice.
That sends your release and outcome up into your quantum field. Sends it up to start manifesting for you.
Not bad.
Yeah, believe me, I've tried it with alcohol alone, and it drowns. The paper gets so wet when you drop it in that it won't stay burning at all.
Interesting. Yeah, you would think it would stay burning, but I can see, yeah.
Okay, so that's that. And the instructions are on my website somewhere. Not on my website, on my blog. There's a little search engine on the upper left corner of each page on the blog. And you can type in whatever you want. You can type in burning, bowl burning, equinox, solstice, Chartres Cathedral, Stonehenge, and all the posts on that topic will come up.
Oh, very cool. What a great idea. Because I was wondering, how do you search
Search
through
engine.
everything? That's awesome.
Yes. All right, now we're going to move into the template. So put your paper aside. You may be writing on it. You may wait till later, but certainly after you listen to this show, get to work on that release an outcome and burn it as soon as you can. You don't have to wait till it's nighttime dark outside to burn either. You can burn it any time of day. Although nighttime is nice.
You can see it
You can see
go.
that.
I'm just hearing in my head right now, some people are more concerned with like moon phases. Is it a full moon and a new moon or anything like that? Does that matter for any of this, or is it just when you feel the need to go ahead and do what you need to do?
Well, I would say a high energy time is good, which is solstice, equinox, certainly the beginning of the year. I do not do anything with moon at all. But there might be solar flares going off, aurora borealis that night, especially in your neck of the woods, Angela.
We've had some amazing northern lights here. They have been amazing this year.
Or especially like 4th of July. You allow your guidance to dictate this. I hate to say this is, except for solstice and equinox, this is the only time to do it. You might want to do it at Christmas. Allow your guidance to guide you when deciding when to do a bowl burning or just simply a list burning. Release a positive outcome and set it on fire. If you're really chewing on a certain issue that you want to move it along, do a list burning.
Love that. I
Yes.
love the fact of just listen to your intuition, listen to when, oh, I think I just
Yes.
need to do this. Go
Yes.
ahead and do it rather than waiting for a specific time. Trust
Yeah.
yourself, trust your intuition.
You know, I think the key to at least working on yourself is keeping the energy moving. Bare minimum. If something's happening, do something with it. And this technique will help you do that.
Love that.
Yeah.
And
Just
you're
keep.
all about moving that energy and getting
Oh,
that
yeah.
stuck energy just moving. Get something moving.
Yes, get something to, or go out and take a walk. Write it something and burn it, but just keep things moving along. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. All right. So put your papers aside. You're going to need one more piece of paper, but this piece of paper can be in a notebook because you're not going to be burning it. All right. But you're going to maybe want to take some notes as we go along with this journey so that you don't forget what you're getting with this. And I think this is what, our third year, Angela, doing this? Or
I
fourth?
believe so. I think it's our third year doing this.
Here. Yes. Yeah. And so this is going to be an annual event, hopefully, into the future, unless
Yes. It's a great way to start off the new year because that's the other thing is Carla also taps into the energy of the year. So that's one of the things we have this timed. And Carla taps into the energy of the year coming up. And that's what's brought into setting part of setting this energetic template also is because we don't do it too far in advance because she wants to tap into that newer energy. And the energy, especially this year, is just changing so crazily every day as we get closer. So that's why this is done right here and then it's aired right after. So we're dealing with that new energy. And Carla taps into so much. There's so many guides, so many beings that she taps into, so much different energy from this world and beyond. And she taps into that to bring some of that information through for this. So this is not just setting the template and that, kind of a format with it, but it's also understanding the new energy coming in with it, understanding that energy and understanding new ways of working with the new energy that's here for us. So that's the cool thing with this is every year is a little different because of that new energy that's here for us all.
And I did a post that came out yesterday, today maybe, on my blog
Oh, okay.
on what what you just said, kind of more like a overview of the energy of the planet coming up,
Nice.
what we're letting go of from last year and what's coming up. So that's on my blog. That's the most recent post. Yeah.
Love that. So, for those of you who are listening to this, go through this, hear this information here, and then she'll be going in deeper on that blog too.
Yes. Okay, so setting your energetic template for 2025. Gosh, I remember back to Y2K was 25 years ago and we thought everything was going to blow up. And here we are. We're still here.
Was an interesting year because it's like everybody was like gathering around like, ooh, what's gonna happen? And nothing.
25 years later, here we are.
Yeah.
So a subtitle for this is Creating Your Highest Destiny for 2025. And first of all, what is a template? A template is an energetic pattern or framework. You could also call it a map. Anything that's created as far as manufactured has some kind of a template, a pattern. That's what we're dealing with here today. And we're going to be pulling it in from a high frequency location. And that's what
Oh.
the journey is about, getting to that high frequency location. Your greater self knows better than you do what your greatest destiny is. And so, whether we call it higher self, oversoul, greater self, guides, whatever, they will be helping bring in your template. So you don't have to work it through your mind or wonder about it or try to create, from your monkey mind, create it alone, because we have helpers that are going to be helping today.
I think that's something really important for people to realize. We're not doing this alone. We have so much help Are you willing to tap into them? Are you willing to ask? Because
Yes.
they're there for us if we open ourselves up to it.
Yes. Yes. So, while I'm explaining this, start to set your intent, and it's more of a general intent. Show me my highest destiny for 2025. And this is not bring me prosperity and abundance for 2025. We're working on the spiritual level here with this. The other stuff you deal with the list burning, the everyday stuff that may not be working for you. We are tapping to a high into a high frequency level for this one. And getting assistance from higher parts of us that know better than we do, as far as what our highest destiny is. So it's always fun to see what you get. So don't try to be very specific about your intent. And of course, every healing and spiritual exercise needs an intent that gets us to where we want to go. So just start that cooking in your brain there. I will be holding the space for everybody and doing the journey along with you, as I always do when I'm leading groups with ceremony and journeys and whatever. So hopefully I'll be getting something today also.
Love it. So I
Yes.
have to ask, you talked about everything should be done with intent.
Yeah.
What is your intent when you start this?
Well, for this, it's my intent is to retrieve my highest destiny for 2025. You know,
Nice.
that's general and a blanket. If I want something more specific, I deal with it with a list burning.
Got it.
Yes.
Just
Yes.
wanted to clear that up for people so they, like, well, now what?
Yes. You know, it's just a basic general thing, and then we see what shows up,
Got it.
which is
Thank you.
always fun.
Absolutely.
Oh. And I wanted to add a side note here. When I do a quantum sphere healing on a client, after I go through the whole process, last thing I do is go to the level where their template of perfection is located.
Interesting.
So it's that high frequency level, and I bring that in and install that into their energy field also. So I routinely go to this level where the template can be retrieved, let's say. I don't want to say created because there's really nothing new. Everything's already been created.
Love that.
We are retrieving it. Yes.
Love that. So you're seeing, because you talk to some people and they're like, well, there's nothing perfect about me or anything like that. You're saying everyone has a template for perfection and it's
Yes.
tapping into that.
Yes.
Love that.
It's the pattern for who we are before we drop down in vibration and density and into the polarized third and fourth dimensional world.
Got it.
Stuff started to happen, traumas, disease, whatever. It's that template for the human
Love it.
before it came down here. Yeah.
Love it.
Yes. And I hold for the client. I hold that energy. I see it being installed. I hold it. And a part of me occasionally says, well, maybe this is all you need to do for anybody. Grab their template, roll it in, anchor it in, and you're done. So that may come up in the future too. You know, I don't.
I love that because so many people don't think they're perfect or they have so many imperfections to take care of. And for people to know, there is perfection. We all have it within us. And I love the fact that you hold that space for them to know, here is your perfect template. Here it
Yes.
is. And
Yes.
you see it, you know it, so they can feel it too. I think that's a
Yeah.
great gift that's given to others. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, we are going to do our journey. So don't be concerned if you feel like you're not getting anything. We're all going to get something. It may, you know, if there's nothing for you to write down, hopefully you'll be able to draw out what your template looks like. Maybe get a message from that template. If you don't worry about it. You're getting it anyhow. It may pop in during dream time. It may pop in next week. May pop in on New Year's Eve. Oh, wait, this is.
Definitely right afterwards, but we're quantum time traveling.
Yes. Okay. So don't worry about it. You are getting it on some level, and I'm going to hold space for everybody. So you will be in my energetic container. All right. So hopefully, people who are watching this are in a quiet place. I'd like you to sit in your chair comfortably with your feet flat on the floor. You may lay down if you like, but I find that people who tend to lay down would fall asleep during this. So sitting up straight, feet flat on the floor is always good. So, and relax as best as you can. And I'm going to expand. Now let's start by taking a nice deep breath. Breathe in. And out. One more time, breathe in very deeply. Letting go of all the conversation and list burning and everything we've been talking about. Just let that go. One more time, breathe in and out. And imagine a grounding cord coming from your tailbone down between your legs and anchor that cord into the center of the planet. And really anchor that grounding cord, nail it, tie it, wrap it around the core of the earth. Now, with a couple of fingers on one hand, just a couple of times tap your heart area. Wake it up, tap it a little bit. You're making contact with your core essence, which is your fifth dimensional energy field that we access in the heart area. And so see that golden orb of energy in there. And take a nice deep breath, and on the exhale, expand that out. You want to make it as big as your body and even further out so that your whole body is within this core essence, higher dimensional energy field, your personal energy field. Let's breathe in one more time and out and expand. And as we do this, I can see and feel all of our bubbles, all of our core essence bubbles merging together. It's like you're blowing up a balloon with your breath. Now we're going to state our intent. And you can repeat after me either verbally or in your mind. I intend to receive the template for my highest destiny in 2025. And just hold that intent. All right, let's start our journey. In front of you, you see an elevator with the door open. Walk over to that elevator and step in. On the side of this door, you see a row of buttons. They are all blank except for the one at the top that has a letter T on it. This is top or template. So push that button that has the letter T and watch as the door to the elevator closes. You can feel the elevator start to rise. Further and further up. And as it rises, you feel your body getting lighter and lighter. Keep going up. You feel your body actually dropping away. And all that is left is your energy. Light as a feather, you keep going up. And the elevator starts to slow and eventually stops. The door opens and you step out. Look around. You find yourself in a realm of intelligent energy. Clear, pure, high frequency. This is the energy of creation. And let your energy field feel that. And once again, state your intent. I intend to receive the template for my highest destiny in 2025. And it feels as if that intelligent energy hears your intent and responds. So suddenly, in front of you, a barely perceptible outline of a shape appears. This outline is created by very thin strands of luminescent, intelligent energy and is directed by your higher aspects, guides, helpers, and teachers. This is the basic outline of your template. Get a good look at it. Or get an impression of it. It could be a symbol, an object, a letter, a word, a color, an animal. Take the first thing that you get and don't think about it. Now, as you are watching and sensing this template, tiny particles of intelligent energy starts to be drawn to this framework, and these particles start to stick to your template, making it glow and pulsate and kind of fleshing it out, making it more visible and obvious to you. Your template comes alive. It has a consciousness of its own. Ask your template, what is the meaning that you are giving to me for my highest destiny in 2025? And know that you remember any information that you get. Next, ask for any messages that your template has for you. Any advice, any direction, any message. Now apply some gratitude and appreciation to your template. And this is generally generated from your heart area. Gratitude and appreciation. Thank you very much. Thank you to the template and your guides and teachers that are helping you with this today. Thank you. I'm so grateful and I appreciate what you have shown me today. And again, know that you will remember every detail of this journey when we are done. Now, with your physical hands, reach out and grab your template and squish it down to a smaller size. Easy for you to hold with both hands. And with your physical hands, with the template in your hands, pull it towards you. And push it into your heart really hard and hold your hands there until your whole template has been absorbed. Feel the energy of that higher destiny entering your energy field and ultimately your physical body. Some of you may feel a tingle, a warmth, an energetic shift when you do this. And take a deep breath. And exhale spreading this energy of your template through your energy field, through your physical body, permeating every last molecule and atom. Now turn and get back into the elevator. As you look at that row of buttons along the side of the elevator, push the very last one on the bottom. And as you do this, the elevator door closes. You can feel the elevator starting to go down. And you can almost feel your body starting to reformulate itself as the elevator goes down in frequency, vibration, density. Know that you are bringing that template with you as the elevator goes down. You feel the elevator slow and stop. The door opens, and of course, you are now back into your physical body fully. Step out of that elevator into your familiar environment. And let's take another deep breath, and on the exhale, reinforce that grounding cord from your tailbone to the center of the earth. Breathe in and exhale. You are grounding in the change that you have just experienced, and I suspect sharing some of that with the Earth Mother at the same time. All right, come back into the room. And if you can, jot down some notes, draw your template. If you got any messages, advice, explanation for what the template is, take a bit of time now to jot that down. Just make a note of how your body is feeling right now. Of course, I did the journey with all of you, so I've got something here.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear.
Well, from that experience at the Monroe Institute, I learned how to stay in an altered state, listen to instructions, and write at the same time. Now,
Nice.
some people can do that, some people can't, but I can be in like three places at once and taking notes all along.
You're the premium multitasker.
So, I guess so. Out of necessity most of the time. Well, Miss Angela, would you like to share yours first?
So for me, it was all about letting myself go, opening myself up to new possibilities, and being open to not having to know what it's going to be, but knowing when it's going to be right and when to step into it.
And what did you get a visual on your template?
As far as when you said the different, so the first visual I had was actually an airplane.
That's cool.
And it was just like, be ready to go, be ready to go. And but the other one was a little bit different, and it kind of made me laugh because I was shown a raccoon. Think a lot of that is I make sure I have fun along the way.
For any of you that got some kind of a power animal, look it up. They all have their own messages and might be a little different than what you got today.
Right. And I did feel it was like, and even the raccoon they showed me running up a tree and just going so quickly and so fast
Okay.
is knowing I could accomplish things very quickly and fast as I going as going for going forward, but making sure I have fun as I do so. But it the other thing I had was it was making sure I'm calm and balanced as I go forward. That seemed to be something for me that kept coming through is as I'm going to just make sure to keep stabilizing myself, to keep stabilizing myself and not to always remember I have to stabilize. And they kept showing like stable, stable, stable was something just so important for me.
I think that's very important coming into this year for everybody because things have been so wonky, the last couple of months, and grounding is a great way for people to restabilize. If you
Absolutely.
see yourself pulling out of your body or something weird going on, just stop. And those instructions are on my blog also, the grounding.
Nice.
Re-anchor yourself to the planet. Very important, at least for the first, I would say, half of the year. Yes.
Love that. And that I think that's something that's been coming up immensely, and it's just felt like everything was stable, stable, stable. Creating stability and just being open to the new possibilities without fear and just welcoming everything coming forward in.
Yes. Yes, that's the key. Yes. So I took a few notes while I was multitasking.
What did you have, Miss Carla?
Yeah, right. All at the same time. So what I got was kind of a vase, but more of an hourglass shape. But not real big, maybe like this. And it was gold. And I asked what is its purpose, and what I got was that it's going to be pouring out gold to everyone. Pouring out a golden liquid to everyone. And I asked for a message, and it said, I am the Grail. Not Holy Grail, but Grail. I'm going to have to look up that. So it's a vessel that's pouring out golden energy to everyone. And it was glowing and radiant and kind of pulsing and radiating.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, and then I felt tingly all over from that journey. Yeah, so
Love that.
yeah, and unfortunately, we don't have a chance to hear what everybody else got.
Maybe they
But
can put some in the comments on the video. They can comment some of the things they received with their template.
okay. And again, if you don't feel like you're visual or don't feel like you got anything, you got it, guys. Everybody got it. And I could clearly see everyone expanding their core essence and that merging into one larger energy field. So it's possible you got what somebody else got on top of yours, too.
I love when you went through the bubbles because I just kept getting this vision of the bubbles growing and growing, almost like when you have soap bubbles and then they gather together, they join together, and then keep creating. That's the vision I kept getting with that, is just the bubbles, each one, all, and then hitting. And I just felt that iridescent, like with the soap bubbles, just so beautiful coming together.
Yeah, and that's the benefit to be doing group work, because everyone gets what everyone has. And so
Exactly.
you experience a shift that may not be your intent or whatever, but you're going to absorb it anyhow. So, for those listening to this when it comes out on the 7th or even later, just know you're getting it all. Everybody's getting everything.
I think that's important for people to realize, because people say, well, I didn't get anything, but you did. You always get something on an energetic level. Your soul, your body, your spirit, it's receiving exactly what it needs when you go forward. And that's so important.
Yes. Yeah. And again, those who got an animal, look up your animal. I've got books at home that I look up my animals in. In fact, I had an interesting experience twice this year hiking up in the higher elevations. There's an animal called the pika.
No, yeah.
It looks like a little small, they are adorable, almost
See.
like a size. Well, the word around Cedar Breaks National Monument is that maybe they're not doing so well, dying off, whatever, but I had personal interaction with two of them this year, where they
Wow.
were within a couple of feet of me, looking up at me. Normally, you'll see them on the scree or in the rocks or running around twice on a trail. They were like right in front of my feet. So I looked
Oh.
at them. So when you get an animal sign like that, where it's either an unusual animal or in an unusual place, look it up. It means something. They're giving you a message.
Those unusual behaviors, things that make it stick out versus the regular.
Yes.
Very
Yes.
cool.
Yeah. So that may be an additional layer to the message you got here today.
Yeah, I'm gonna look up the raccoon a little bit more in depth there, because I'm like, why am I getting a raccoon running up a tree?
Well, you must have had a very nice, friendly raccoon, because they can make trouble big
They
time.
can make trouble. Hopefully, I don't make too much trouble.
So I recommend, finish your lists, people, burn them. You might want to take it easy the rest of the day, because we did a big chunk of energy work here too.
Absolutely. So I have a question for you. We've got 2025 coming up. What are
Yeah.
your feelings on the energy of 2025 for people, just to be understand it at a little bit deeper level?
Oh wow. Well, and some of that I wrote in the post I just posted, but it feels to me like, well, 2025 is a 9 year numerologically, which means completion, tying up loose ends, for the year as a whole. Each person has their individual number numerologically, so you might want to check into that. It feels to me like there is a continued reshuffling happening, started the last couple of months, and will continue on. And people will be kind of recomposing themselves on a lot of levels. By the time that's all done, and I'm thinking mid-year next year, but 2025, life will be different.
Yeah.
I believe the reshuffling and the reassembling is propelling us into a different reality.
Love that.
Yeah.
So the other question is, when people hear this, some people go into fear, like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Do you feel it's fearful or something that is good and something to be welcomed?
Oh, always something to be welcomed. Yes. It's our small self that may be getting a little worked up about what's going on. But there's always a silver lining to every cloud. Always, always, always. If you keep that in mind, you'll pop out of whatever may be going on into a better place. And of course, setting a general intent that will happen, that helps too.
Thanks.
Fear is just a lower mind generated thing, based on past experience, ancestor patterns, past lives, whatever. and we don't need to play into that.
Love it.
Yeah.
I think that's important for people to realize is all the changes, everything going forward, it is going to be so much better. It is for our highest good. It may not feel like it in the moment at times. It's always for our highest good. And just kind of roll with it and enjoy the ride and not get too, they just keep showing me, don't be the mule with the feet out front holding and going, I'm not gonna do it.
That's a good one. I like that, Angela. Oh my gosh. That would lead to a whole bunch of trouble, I think, if we lived that way. Yeah.
I just want to share one thing is when you were talking about the bubbles going together, I feel everything moving forward, but I also feel those bubbles like we shared during your meditation, during your journey. I feel like that's all of us all coming together too. I feel like we're lightly, gently, beautifully all starting to come together on so many different levels. I really feel the connections of people going forward. And there's so much more of what we're doing right here and so many others. This would not have been mainstream a few years ago. This would not have been something out there. And it is now. We're all starting to come together already. And what a beautiful way to do it. And I love how you're bringing in the new year, having people set this template and move themselves forward, releasing. And like I said, the 9 year, it is release and move yourself forward. What a beautiful way to do it.
Yeah. And we're preparing for 2026, which is the number one year. So that's this preparation in 2025 will get us to a new start for sure in 2026. And of course, a year from now, we'll be doing the same thing if all goes well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
In 2026, when you're talking the 1 year, are you feeling just, I'm just going to say how I feel. I feel such hope and such love coming forward. How do you feel about the 2025, 2026 time frame?
I think 2026 will be a bit easier, is what I'm getting. But again, each individual, your choices you make every day will put you on certain timelines, and it's not all going to be the same for everybody either. It's how you put one foot in front of the next, the choices you make, who you decide to engage with, who will leave your life, where you're going, what you're doing, that will create your 2026. So there'll be new beginnings on multiple levels, is what I'm getting in 2026, depending on where you are personally.
I think that's a very important aspect right there, where you are personally. One thing I've been getting so much is release the drama, release the drama, release the drama and the victimhood because it is not going to serve you going forward.
Is that for you personally, Angela, or for everyone?
No, I think it's for everyone. And that's one of the things so a lot of people are like, oh, it must be nice to have all these connections. You have no idea that they're always at me like, hey, let that go. Hey, last time that. That's someone going, hey, remember what you're doing? Oh, yeah. So.
I was going to say there's a lot of grace in stepping back. Or looking from a higher level at things and just not engaging and jumping into something that's not yours.
Absolutely not engaging. That is huge going forward. Huge. Your reactions, you said it earlier, your reactions or your, what did you say, inactions? You don't want to have the reactions. Watch what your reactions are. And that's huge because when you're having a reaction, it's really going in, why am I reacting to this?
Yeah, stuff happens. It's how you react to it that matters.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's key. That's key for everything. And that's something it's like let go of your dramas and your traumas and your victimhood because it's not gonna suit you well bringing it forward.
Sure, for sure.
But what a beautiful time. And I just want to thank you so much for everything, for helping people, for bringing this through, for going a little more in depth and explaining some of this and how to work through it. I love the fact that, using your higher destiny for 2025 and then using your highest outcome, using your highest outcome on stuff, because I think a lot of people, you just look at what you're getting rid of, but you don't look at what the outcome can be
Right.
afterwards. That's huge.
Yes.
By identifying what it is, so key, so key.
We are the creators of our reality. And so what we did today, helps people create what they're moving into, for sure.
Absolutely. And it's enjoying the journey, not being, scared or fearful of what's coming up, but whatever it is, just enjoy it, appreciate it, and enjoy the day you have here. We are, what was the one, none of us are getting out of this earth alive, so you better enjoy it while you're here.
Oh
But what a great, I think it's a great time to be alive, to experience this, to bring this change through, and you being there, bringing through new energy. And I just want to encourage people, check out Carla, keep watching for Carla, and check out her information at quantumstargate.com and then the Carla Fox blog.blogspot.com, because energy is shifting like crazy right now. And I know Carla is tapping into so much energy everywhere. And as she continues to tap into new energies and different aspects of it, she will be sharing it on her with her website or through her blog. So make sure to go in and follow that, because we're not here to be stagnant. We're here to keep moving and growing. And Carla absolutely is continuing to move and grow and is sharing that information and sharing that energy as she discovers it too. So what a beautiful place to be. And I just want to say, is there something else you'd like to cover before we close today, Carla?
I think we covered quite a bit.
We went in deep on a lot. We went in deep on
Yeah.
a
All I can say is you can sign up to receive my blog in your email. If something happens to me energetically, or a trip, or an experience in general, I write about it, so you can follow along with that. Yeah.
I love that. So definitely, and that they can do that on the Carla Fox blog.blogspot.com.
Yes.
Perfect. So definitely go ahead and check that out. And then go to her website, quantumstargate.com, because there are multiple different classes, different meditations, different downloads on there that you can download and just listen to on your own. So there's a lot on her website. So definitely go ahead and check that out too. And Carla, I just want to thank you again. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for sharing this new 2025 energetic template meditation and journey.
Well, and thanks for having me for our annual get together, Angela. And
It's my highlight of the year too. What a way to start off the year. I so appreciate it and so enjoy it. And it's so nice to get, even though I also deal in energy all the time, it's nice to talk with someone else who they're tapping into it in a different way, getting their perspective in a different way to move into and tap into the energy that's all around us. Because everyone taps into different aspects of it. So that's why whoever you're drawn to, there's a reason for it. They're tapping in differently. Tap into it. Check it out. Enjoy it. And have fun. That's the biggest thing. Have fun in 2025. Don't make it so much work.
sure. Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again, Carla. And I just want to thank you again, Carla, for your time and sharing your knowledge. Make sure to go on your website, thequantumstargate.com or quantumstargate.com, and then on the blog, the Carla Fox blog.blogspot.com, and those links will be down below too. So thank you so much. And I just want to encourage everyone, make sure to watch the next episode of Edge Talk Radio. They have been the first and third Tuesdays of the month, but in March, they will be moving to the first and third Wednesdays of the month. at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you've missed any past episodes, you can listen to the downloadable podcast or watch the interviews on my YouTube channel, Angela Zabel, Teacher Coach Medium, or on Edge Magazine's YouTube channel also. So thank you all for listening, expanding, and amplifying our universe together. Have an absolutely amazing day.